Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilona Europa, Accent On. Oh my gosh, what a show we'll be having today. We are expecting a very important phone call from Germany, and I cannot wait. How excited I am about it, because 2018, this is the year that everything perfect needs to happen in everybody's life. That's what I'm hoping for, and I'm hoping that everybody who listens to our radio will really get a lot from the phone call that I'm expecting to get in 1 minute. Anyway, also in the studio, I have a guest with us, and your name is?
Thea Wagner.
Oh, good, that's a good timing. But now Germany. Hello.
Hello, Ilona.
Hi, Anya. Okay.
This is awesome. Thank you. You
sound like you are next to me.
Yes, it's amazing, isn't it? Technology.
I know.
At 3 a.m. in the morning here.
That's the difference. I feel up and you probably think like, oh my gosh, I need to go to bed. But we don't let you.
No, I'm so excited to be here. Okay. I wouldn't want to be in bed now.
I try to introduce you to our listeners with one short line, but I think it will be very, very good if I can, one more time, to tell people your name. We are talking with Dr. Anya Walter-Riess.
Yes.
How you Thank will you. Say your name, because you have an accent.
Well, in German, I would say Anya Walter-Riess. And in English, of course, Anya Walter-Riess.
That's the truth. Anya, you were here on our show a few weeks ago, and obviously you are right now in Germany. You are traveling a lot. I know, and people need to know, that for next 6 months, we'll be having Anya in our studio. Sometimes she'll be calling from another countries to just lead our hope for 2018. That will be the year for big change in our minds, brains, and hearts, and everybody will be tuned to your advice on how to make this happen, because Dr. Anya Walter-Riess is a life, relationship, and business coaching leader, for performing artists, but I think we all are stars. Then I think you can help everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're so true. We are stars.
Yes.
But that again, is also what I believe.
And we have you here right now, and I will be talking about amazing magical link that you sent it to me 2 days ago that I had the pleasure to listen to. And like I'm saying, I will be talking about this great link who really, really people need to push the button, just copy and listen to your 19 minutes or perfect new resolution for the 2018 or for all your life. Could we start from it? Can you tell us, I post your link, could you describe what is this magical ways that you want to teach us how to have a maybe better set of mind to become successful, happier, lighter human beings without all of this scary rumbling in our heads, questions that I'm not good enough, I cannot get anywhere, oh my gosh, what to do, why me, all of these things. Could you tell us, what is the goal?
Yeah, I mean, you really described well. I mean, that's, you know, what I call the mind junk that we have learned to have in our minds. And well, the methods that I'm I'm using there, also for the audio, is Alpha Synapses Programming. And that was invented from a German former computer programmer, actually. Lissy Goetz is her name. And she lives in a black forest and in a tiny village. And she turned a healer. And she developed, because she was a computer programmer, she has a really amazing skill set and way of looking at things. And she developed this method. And I'm one of the first certified practitioners and teachers of Alpha Synapses Programming. And there's nobody so far in the US yet as, that I know of that does this work. And it's actually an energy healing system that uses language and energy and integrates like ancient healing traditions like that of the Mayans with modern science, and has a transformational effect on our chakras, our acupuncture points, the body system, and really specifically also, and that's the other great part, in our brain synapses. So we can change actually the programming in our brains, which runs through the synapses of our brains. And I often combine that with intuitive guidance, like channeling a session like I did for our listeners here at Accent On. And that can be downloaded through this link.
Wonderful. Could you give us, I know this is a long link, but I would love you to give people this link. It's free. And it's just really, really wonderful and relaxing, and really gently, I think, introduces listeners and myself, people like me, to the process of maybe freeing yourself from all these negative thoughts. Because I know that you will be doing this probably every month, or you will be giving us some type of audio that we can listen to, or we'll learn with you your system, and we'll be following your advice. But this one is 19 minutes long, really was so short. I think I stopped once because my dog wanted me to go.
It was divine intervention of the dog.
I said, breathe to him, but my dog didn't really care. And but I was, of course, smiling because I took the 1 second break, and he was, she was sweet. I came back home. And
which is no problem, actually.
No, I know you can. That's what I'm saying. That if you listen to 19 minutes of audio, how to really improve yourself. You can stop and pick up and repeat. Because today I did one more time because I wanted to really be sure that we are on the same way of talking. Then I really would love all listeners who are with us right now, and people who also want to go to Accent On page on the Facebook, they will find this link posted there. Then maybe, okay, please do it. You tell.
So you mean the name of the link, right?
Yes.
That's Turn the Mind Junk to Mind Magic.
But that's the title of our segment. But what I have posted is www.mindjunk2mindmagic.com.
Yes. Now I know what you mean, and you did it well. So thank you.
That's the accented people, which means we always find the accent, right accent. But please, everybody go to Facebook, and this show will be, of course, ready for download and ready for listening over and over in archives on LA Talk Radio for many years to come. Okay.
And Ilona, just a quick question for you. How was it for you that now that you listened to it twice? How what was your experience?
I think it will be great if people can really find out what is on this audio. We cannot just really repeat 19 minutes, but I cannot
say,
because I want people to listen, but my dream would be that we'll be having like preview, 2 minutes or 3 minutes preview that I can play in form of MP3 whenever you are here in the studio. Then we can just make like summa summarum and say, okay, that's the lesson. And if you want to listen more, you go for the longer audio. But we'll do this maybe next time. This time, what I loved it, you know, I call this rambling. You say junk that is in my mind, and I'm like this bunny, you know, who has these batteries and runs and runs and runs. And that's my head. I never stop talking to myself in my mind, of course, not outside. God, thank you. Not yet. But,
and but I have that's this, what we all do. I mean, inside, outside, whatever.
Yeah, but I have all of this, you know, pros and cons. I have an idea. I'm killing this idea. I want something. Then I'm finding, maybe not now. Why? Maybe why? Another idea and other things. Maybe this, maybe that. I think I'm very, very creative person that eventually I find my way to really find out what I really, really, really want. But takes the time. And I think I also have a lot of friends who never can make any decision because everything what they do is questioning their abilities, questioning their directions, question why me, you know? And somebody needs to free us from this question. And when it comes to artists, oh my gosh, we have, you know, of course, Tia in the studio, who is a wonderful singer, songwriter, and actor and model from Vienna, from Austria.
Yes, Vienna.
And she's here for a year and a half, and her main goal is to make a lot of connections here in every corner. And, and we had even funky conversation before show starts, because she already is doing some cool stuff. But the question that she's supposed to ask, she wasn't thinking about them. Then, you know, we need a leader. And Anya, you are our leader. Then please, can you tell us, without yet people going to the link, what is the most important for people who question their abilities and all, sometimes they stop themselves from being better? And it's 2018. We need a change. And we like beginning. We like new beginnings. Could you give us some advice?
Yes. And the first thing is that we really stop getting what we don't want, right? We need to realize what do I want and make a decision on it. And you described how we have the pros and cons. And that's what I call ambivalence. You know, it's like going in a car, going on gas, and then right away stop again, right? Go on to the brakes. And of course, it doesn't get that far. So the first step is identifying, best writing down what do I don't want to experience anymore, because it's usually easier for us to identify what we don't want than what we do want.
But that's and great, that's genius, because normally most people say what I want instead of what we do not want. And I think when you strip your life from things that really stops you from achieving what you want is genius. I think you, maybe Anya, you think, Dr. Anya, say, okay, people supposed to know first and foremost what they don't want.
No, no.
I think we need to scream this very loud. I love this question that you sent to me and you are describing right now. We need to get rid of what we don't want first in life.
Yeah, especially also because you get so used to that which we don't want that we think that's the way it is, or even worse, that's the kind of person I am, right? And that's what you already described a little bit. And so the second step then is to ask why, I mean, to take really a look at why am I not changing what I don't want after I identified what I don't want, you know? Why am I not changing it? So when you ask somebody, so why can you not do something or have something, or why can't you stop having or doing something that you don't want, people have usually three answers for that. The first one is, because I fear that I can't, I might fail, I get in trouble, whatever the fear is. Maybe also I'm not good enough, who am I, right? Yeah. And the second is, because I don't have the money. And the third one is because I don't have the time. So it looks like the main reasons are fear, lack of money, or lack of time. But then when we really look closely, as much as it might sound true or feel true, these three busters are not the real root, you know, why we can't have what we don't want or get what we want. The real reason is really something that is known but totally underestimated still, and one of the most or the most powerful factor in how we stop getting what we don't want and really get what we want, and that's beliefs rule our lives. They rule us and they make us victims or victors.
Do you think that a lot of people live with this an ability to believe because of upbringing? Or this is something that when you are getting older, you need to be in charge of? You know, I have a lot of, not a lot of, I have one situation like that, that that one girl is saying always, oh, that's mama's fault, mama's parents' fault. Mm-hmm. And now she's older, much older, much older. Oh my gosh, she has her own child, but she still blames everything on parents because she believes it's not her who can change anything because in certain sometime in her life, you know, she stopped believing herself because she didn't get from parents what she wanted, what she thought they should give her. Is this something also what people bring to the table? The way how they were raised?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's because the inner child, you know, it's the inner child that's actually talking there, that still wants to get from mother what it never got. You know, but you made a really important point because now she's an adult.
Yep.
And we all as adults need to learn to realize and to act also like that, to say, you know, whatever my mom gave me or did, that was the best she could. And if I blame her today as an adult, I'm a victim. I'm in victimhood and I will stay there and nothing will change. She cannot give my child anymore. You know, what I wanted to have, I now am responsible for that. Yes. And I'm not determined by whatever my mom did or didn't do or said or didn't do, because now I'm an adult. I'm the one who tells what is true for me, what not. And I make the choices. I have the power, you know, to change my beliefs today as an adult, even though belief changing isn't that easy as it often also is said. Although I don't want to make a belief out of that.
I understand.
It can be very easy.
Of course.
But for many people, it's not so easy because they're identified with it. Because, you know, it's we don't realize as children that we already start forming beliefs. That's also why we if we stay identified with the inner child, we keep blaming it on the world. Because we were not conscious that we made those choices, that we actually co-created those beliefs, and they're still in us. And so the inner child, that it remembers them and brings them up again and again, and then suddenly the adult behaves like a child, saying, yep, "Why was my mom? It was my mom. It wasn't me, you know, because my mom or my dad or whatever, or my past or so, I can't do this." And that's again just the belief.
I love that. You know, I know that this is only the strongest point of being always in a fear of believing that somebody else's fault is keeping us from what we're supposed to get from life. But we have many of them. And I'm so happy we'll be having you talking more and more, because I think in all of us, we always have somebody to blame and why what we believe we're supposed to get from life, we don't get it. But how to turn the beliefs that somebody else is in fault, how to turn to beliefs that we are the people who's supposed to change our life and go after what we want in life.
Yes, and really stop the blaming game, right?
Yep.
Because that keeps us also stuck in the beliefs. Because that's part of, you know, the belief in our society we have as society, as people, is that, you know, we're so attached to the dualism of things, of bad and good and right and wrong, and that somebody has to be, you know, be the one,
yep,
be wrong so I can be right. And that's really a trap that we're in. But when we realize we're creators, and as adults, I create my reality, I create my world. And yeah, it might be challenging to get out of this, but there is help for it, and the audio, you know, for the download will help with this. But it's also important really to realize that I have the power, and it's like, and to become aware of what I call the manifestation chain. So, because everything goes in a circle, we have a belief, and that's usually unconscious, and that's also why we blame, because we're not aware that we have it.
Yeah.
And if we do have it, we blame it on somebody else if we got it. And so we have this belief, and this causes a certain thought, yeah, or a certain word that we think or say. And then this causes a certain feeling. And then this feeling causes a certain action, and this action causes a certain result. And then based on our belief system, we give meaning to that result. We interpret it, which then closes this chain or the circle, because usually we reinforce the belief. Or sometimes if we wake up, we can change the belief and say, no, wait a moment, I can interpret this result differently. I can give it a different meaning. And that's also a strategy to change a belief, is actually to change our interpretations, the meaning we give things. And because that's the point where we create, you know, where we can make a new choice and say, no, I'm not going to interpret this like this was my mom's fault. I'm going to interpret this, well, maybe there's something good in there. Maybe what did I do there to co-create this, and what could be good here? What could I learn from this? What could be in there that brings me forth? And maybe it means just that I'm good enough. I'm good enough, you know, and I can do this. And suck, suddenly, suck is German. That's not a belief. That's just a German word. Suddenly, that means suddenly, one moment, suck. We just, you know, change maybe for you.
Yeah,
and
change,
that's one way.
The word change is so beautiful also. Some people hate changes, and they are stuck in something because they're afraid. Like you said, the fear of not having money or not being able to even dream, because why me? Like you say, I'm not good enough, and why I need to feel like I could be a star, because I'm not pretty enough, I'm not smart enough. And somehow they don't see in themselves the potential that only they have, because we are one. It's not like it's more Ilonas or Anyas running around or Tias.
We're unique. We're just really unique, like a snowflake. Yeah.
Yeah. And my dream with you, Anya, will be to really give people this, again, understanding. They need to find the beauty in themselves, and they cannot compare in the crazy American world themselves to somebody else's success, somebody else's way of getting to the success story, or even reaching for something that they dream about, and not being in a fear because no money or because of any, you know, problems that we have in front of us. And again, this 2018, Anya, I want another sample of how to empower us, what we can do every day, what we can do. I listened to yours audio again.
I have a good one.
Okay, give it to
I have
us.
A good one for you.
Give it to us.
Okay. You put this so beautifully, because this is really at the core of what we need, is to give the love and acceptance we need as a child now to ourselves, and to become, you know, like really this self-responsible and self-loving being. And this can be really also challenging for people. Because inner child also always wanted a mirror from the outside, and now we need to mirror ourselves. And one of the best ways to do that, and the most easy ways, and also underestimated ways, even though we all know about this, is gratitude. So to every day, to really say thank you, to be grateful, to say, I'm so grateful, my source, you know, whatever your spiritual source is, however you call it, but we all, this energy that makes us breathe every day, that gives us the air, you know, never says, oh, there's not enough air, I can't breathe as much as other people because, there's not enough air. No, there's infinite air for us, for each of us, no matter what class, what past, what beliefs we have. So to be grateful to the source, and the source is inside of us and outside of us, to be grateful to who you are, to be grateful for your nose, for your hand, for your body, for where you are right now in the here and now, and really make that like a constant thought and a constant, you said, the rumbling, you know, exchange the rumbling with gratitude. Whenever you judge somebody, yourself, or the mom, yeah, or father, or your boss, or even you know, this very peculiar president, let's call it that.
Of course,
you know, whenever we blame somebody or something, let's instead say, wait a moment, I'm not going to judge anymore. I'm grateful. I'm grateful I'm here. I'm grateful that even that person is there and is there to mirror something in me that needs to be healed in me and in the world, that needs to be changed. And I thank you for all that I have, for all that I am, for all the people that are in my life, you know. Thank you for Ilona, for this show, that I can listen to these amazing, funny accents and to these interesting guests. Like, I'm really curious also about our young guest here from Vienna. I love Vienna. I have lots of clients in Vienna. Oh, yeah. So it's gratitude.
Yes.
And feeling the feeling. But if you repeat it, if you say again and again, you know, oh, I'm so thankful for this. I'm so grateful. Then you start feeling it. And that feeling is so uplifting. And it draws to you more of that which you want, which you give credit to. And it really it fills the space. So the other trash, the junk, the rumbling, the I'm not getting what I want,
yes,
I never
yes.
do, and so forth, you know, doesn't have as much space. And it really quietens.
Mm-hmm.
And the inner child loves it, actually. It's a great game, too.
And people who listen to our show, please, we are talking to Dr. Anja Walter-Riss. She's calling from Germany. It's 3 in the morning in Germany. Listen to energy and excitement and logic behind our conversation. You really, really need to train yourself, I think, to find the best, the beauty in almost everything. And I think everybody will agree that some people say you need to lose it all to start really loving everything what surrounds you. But I don't think so. We need to lose it all.
No.
I really need to lose all what you don't want and then start picking up what you really want.
Yeah, lose what you don't want anymore. What you don't want is what you want to lose is that which doesn't serve you anymore. You know, that which doesn't make you feel good in your heart anymore, or in your belly, where you know it's really worn out. You know, it doesn't further your growth anymore. It doesn't further your happiness. It doesn't further your doing good in the world and being at your best. That you want to lose, but you don't want to lose that which is at your core and your dreams. You know, and that's also why I feel, you know, believing in yourself and in your dreams, and that you are successful with them already, and that you will draw more success to you by believing even more in them and acting on them, and lose the second guessing, and lose the judging, lose the fearing. You know, I'm working on a book on Frank Sinatra, and one of the sentences I always
I want to make special point of that when you'll be here in LA with us, and
yeah,
who knows?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll be talking about this. Obvious.
We see it for LA.
I just next month February we'll be having Dr. Anja here, and we'll be talking music and her passions, because she has her own dreams. And like we see the business part of you and the excitement about helping people, this is one. But you are so many Anjas in one Anja that we need to learn more, you know, what is your passion. Now we are knowing that you are writing a book about Frank Sinatra. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, you are not here, but if you will see Tia here, she really, her head is agreeing with you.
Always nodding.
She's nodding everything.
Yeah, I feel it.
And, you know, I know you are coaching a lot of artists all around the world, and Anja is a young, beautiful, talented girl, and she needs to believe in herself, yes, because you do not have too many people, Anja, here, who believe in you. And do you think, I'm saying Tia, Anja, do you think we need to have people believing in us, or really we can be successful without this type of support?
Well, this is an and answer. It's both, you know. But if you, let me back up this right away, you know, if there's nobody right now who can believe in you, it's even more important that you believe in yourself. It might be, it takes more energy, you know, it takes more getting more braced, like in your awareness, like becoming aware that you can do that, and really becoming a warrior kind of person, you know, to get that energy and strength in you, to really believe in you when nobody else does. It's possible. On the other hand, it's or when you do that, actually, then usually draw also somebody to you that believes in you, you know? And because we do also need people believing in us, and does definitely help. And there's so many stories about artists that they had one person believing in them, you know? For Sinatra was his wife, I just watched a movie about Potts, you know, the English opera singer, yeah. You know, from who won the you know what?
If we're thinking about the same, but it was a movie like a year ago.
Yeah, and you know, his wife believed in him, and so yeah, we do need somebody to believe in us, yes. Because it helps us. It makes it so much easier when we do. And usually when we stay on track, believing in ourselves and taking the little steps towards our dream, then we draw somebody to us. You know, we're in resonance with in that belief energy, that we draw somebody to us who also believes in us and reinforces that.
Yes.
And by the way, because I mentioned the book from about Frank only because I wanted to say that one thing I love about that he said, that I repeat again and again in my head, I refuse to be afraid. I refuse to be afraid. And because fear is really the most debilitating thing we can have. And behind fear is always a belief, usually, you know. The only exception maybe when a grizzly is standing in front of you, okay? then the fear has a good reason to be there. So you're bracing yourself for that, but usually it's a belief, and so counteracting that with a positive belief, because that's a cool thing. Beliefs can be awesome when we choose the good ones, when we create good ones, and that also in combination with gratitude can be done through repetition of saying, good things in our heads, rumbling in a positive way about ourselves and others.
Oh, I like, and, you know, I think you like, yeah. my word rumbling, and soon you'll be like,
I love it. I love it because there's so much rhythm in there, rumble and jungle, yes. And it's like rock and roll.
And also, I want people to bring to your website, because you are about to launch a complimentary success factor quiz on your website, and
yeah.
I think you will need to describe us a little more. I know it's already 30 minutes past, and I cannot believe that our segment for today seems like it's over. But please, please, before we leave, you can stay with us, of course, because we'll be talking to Tia. But if you can tell us, what is this success factor quiz?
Yeah, the quiz is, you take it and then you know how high your success factor is or how low, and when what areas, because there are five inner factors of success and then five outer factors of success, and then what you can do about it. And I actually probably will also have it through another landing page, so you will get the link, because it makes it so much easier to just quickly for people to download it. Yeah, it's really cool. It's really cool because you can really pinpoint, for example, one area is the mind, you know, and the beliefs. Wow, I my score is not really like up on an 8 there. I mean, out of 0 to 10, it should be at least an 8. If it's not, you know, I'm in trouble. You know, it would be hard. It would be really hard and struggle. I would struggle with losing what I don't want and getting what I want.
Wonderful. Then today, I want to remind our listeners that we were talking how to turn mind junk into mind magic. And if our listeners or people who are going to visit my page, Facebook page, they would like to hear more from Dr. Anya, then please go to www.mindjunk2mindmagic.com. I know we have all accents and maybe this is hard to understand, but all these links are on my page, and they will be also, people can listen to our show again and again, and they can learn again about our conversation. And I think what is the most important, if we can put this together, Anya, the word believe. Yes. not being fear, lose our fear, and separate from what we don't want from life into what we really want. And not so much, maybe. Maybe we'll find out it's not a lot that we really want, like for the next week, maybe then next month, next year. Because I think you cannot really paint too big picture. What do you think? And then be
Oh, that's an interesting belief you have there.
Yeah, because, you know, I really enjoy the journey. And maybe I'm wrong mother, but I'm trying to tell my daughter, please, please don't worry about the end result. If you have good time getting to what you hope for, and, you know, you're working towards your goal, because then in the end, you know, the roads always are left, right, straight. So many roads, so many people, so many, you know, people take you left and right, and you will make another decision. But if you, like you, Anya, Dr. Anya says, we need to believe and find what really makes us happy and what really we can take as a next direction in life, then we better believe in that and believe in ourselves. And I think I learned this because I listened to 19 minutes of your beautiful audio that you sent to me, Dr. Anya. And I will say, everybody, please go and do the same. And
just my last thing I want to say, Ilona, is it's not an either or there. It's great what you're telling your daughter. At the same time, you can have a big vision and a big belief in your vision and have an end vision that will get bigger and bigger anyway, because we grow and grow always.
Yes.
But and at the same time, enjoy the journey and be open for the unexpected and for something even better than you envisioned.
I love it. I think we'll let you go sleep right now, or probably
may I stay on to just listen, because I really would love to hear about your wonderful
and so much thank you for I will call this lesson, I will call this our first segment, I will call this first beautiful meeting from Germany to LA. How lovely is this? And now we are moving to Vienna, or from Vienna to LA with our Tia. Thank you, Anya, Dr. Anya, so much for today. Cannot wait to have you in the studio, of course, live next to me. Next month,
yeah, but it feels like next week. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much. Thank you.
We were talking with Dr. Anya Walter-Rees, life, relationship, and business coaching genius for performing artists and for people like all of us who listen. Of course, we can take all the advices to our hearts. Thank you so much. Okay, Tia.
Yay!
Did you like what Dr. Anya was saying?
That was really inspirational. Like, I truly think that, like, you yourself, you're the only person who's, like, responsible for your own happiness. So you shouldn't, like, don't compare yourself with other people. And, you know, yeah, always enjoy the journey and, like, the road to where you want to get. And you're, like, responsible. Like, you can be positive and just flush out all the, like, toxic energy, or you can be negative. Like, it's your own choice, so.
Yeah, but sometimes life brings you a lot of bad things.
Yeah.
How to, you know, get over, and of course, Dr. Anya can still tell us something, but sometimes it is just life is so complicated. Having you, you're young, you're beautiful, you're so talented. We'll be playing your song soon. But you are here a year, a little bit longer than a year. You moved here from Austria, and Mama just allowed you to grow your talent and hopes and dreams in Los Angeles. But still, you're alone here, even when Mama left, left. Hi, Mama. What is your mommy name?
Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. But you are alone here, and you are dreaming by yourself, even when you have everything, like, planned, like little steps. Still, your dream is so big.
Yeah.
Are you not sinking in the hopes and dreams, or you feel, like, in charge of your dreams?
I mean, of course, it's, like, big goals that I have. But, like, it's, I think, yeah, I personally think it's more about, like, just enjoying the journey and getting there. Like, I'm trying to be in charge of my own dreams.
Then if you can tell us, because obviously you are young, you are probably, I don't know, it's okay to say how
20.
Young you are? 20.
Wonderful.
Beautiful. Can you tell us, how did you get here?
LA?
Yes.
Well, I always knew I wanted to move here ever since I was like 13-ish. Well, probably before that even. I wanted to be a singer first, and then I realized acting is also a lot more fun, actually. So basically, ever since I was, like, 13-ish, I kind of, like, trained to come here. Like, as you can hear, my accent is pretty much gone.
I know. So, yeah. We are like, we need to take
amazing.
Her. Yeah, no, you need to tell us what you did to get through the vaccine. You have very good ear. Probably, yeah. Me too, but I have my accent and doesn't leave me for 20 years. Then, yeah, what did you do?
Well, my acting coach back home in Vienna, actually, she was from L.A., and I've been studying with her since I was like 14. So she had like these accent tapes that you can buy. It's like CDs that mm-hmm. she worked on with me all the time. And like she made me say like father a million times because like, you know, the TH sound is really hard for us Europeans.
Yes.
So things like that. And just I think probably just because I started at a really young age, that's why. You know, the older you get, it's the harder it gets for you to get rid of an accent.
Or for actors to be able to remove accent or bring another accent to the role is a pretty good talent. That congratulations on that.
Thank you.
With singing, it's funny because, you know, when I sing, I have maybe not so much of an accent. But when I speak, it's like, hey, get out. Yeah. No, he's staying. Then you were an actor, singer, and model in your country, in Austria. And then one day you woke up, say, Mama, bye. That's what I want to do. And well, Mama said, okay, bye, daughter. How it happened?
No, actually, I always knew I wanted to go to L.A. So, like, my mom always knew, too. And we went to L.A. for the first time when I was, like, I think like 7 years ago or something, and we both like fell in love with the city. Like my mom loves LA too. She wants to move here too eventually. Aww. So
do you have sister brothers?
Oh, I do. I have a sister. She's 22.
Hi, sister. What is her name?
Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany. And Hannah.
Yeah, she's actually about to move to Tokyo.
Oh, wow.
Oh, right?
Yes. Why?
She just loves Japanese culture and everything, and she studied Japanese too at university. So.
Oh my gosh. In Europe?
She was amazing family.
Gosh, Anya, that's so beautiful. Because this, again, you know, I'm talking to Anya, our doctor. People need to learn that look at what's going on. Europeans, we don't have fear from changing places or dreaming bigger, you know. We really are dreamers, I think. Europeans are dreamers. And we are pusher. I love. We are hardworking for what we want. And somebody's going to L.A., somebody's going to Tokyo or wherever it will be. You know, you are in Germany right now. Now you'll be in L.A. We all are from somewhere. I think that's what life is right now. Mm-hmm. We need to expand our thinking that life is... world is small.
Yeah,
very small. Your dreams are big. My dreams are very big. Anya's dreams are very big. I cannot wait for the book. Oh, Frank Sinatra. That would be amazing. Okay, then when the singing happened, because we have like 5 more minutes, I need to play your new song. Tell us about the song and how singing happened.
It's just a little preview. Like, it's not done yet. Yes. It's not, like, totally, like,
and I'm honored that you allowed us to play, because I know yesterday you left the studio. And a few days ago, and need to be, of course. And but I think it's already so good, and people you'll be listening to that too. And it's like we have a little break, like 20 seconds break before the song starts. I think then we need to fill this gap talking.
Okay.
But okay, let's do that. I will push the MP3, the and we can talk. And when song starts, we will not talk anymore. We'll listen to you. Okay.
Okay.
I'm pushing the error on MP3. And what is the title of the song?
Pink Paradise.
Oh, cute!
Because I like pink.
I love
pink
it.
It's my favorite color.
Of course, mine too.
And just so you know, it's not totally mixed yet. There's no harmonies or anything. We're going to change it up a lot.
Like. It's okay.
We are still talking. MP3 is playing, but we don't hear nothing. But we will in a second, because I check this in my home.
Yeah.
And the pink song is just hot. Okay. And you have pink skirt today, of course.
Yes.
And pink purse.
I love pink. If you see my Instagram, all of it is pink.
Okay, what is the Instagram for you?
Oh, later.
Okay, later.
At TEA.BELLE.
Don't worry, baby, don't worry, baby. It's all good, baby. You can talk to me, baby. Hey. Don't worry, baby, don't worry, baby. It's all good, baby. You can talk to me, baby, yeah. I try and ask the heat, but we're in LA, baby. Let's take a trip down to the beach. I wish I could feel complete, but there's no maybes. So tonight. and I love the city, but I just need to slow down. And tomorrow I'll be back to ruling this town. Now don't get me wrong, just cause of the song, there's no other place I know I belong. Now turn up the phone, you're not alone, and tell me that.
I really do love Woo-hoo! It. I really, bravo.
Thanks. Yeah, that ending is not like.
Oh, honey, this is so good. It's good. It's fresh from the mixer desk
Thank
and
you.
Will be improved, will be polished. And yeah. When it will be all done, you will send us perfect MP3. You come back and be playing
oh,
and
yeah.
more.
We I'd
will
love
be,
to.
Okay, we are talking to Tia Wagner. And then if people want to see and learn more about you, where we can find you?
Well, Instagram at tea.belle, that's me, or just my website, it's www.teawagner, Tea as in T-E-A, like tea.
That's wonderful. And maybe we'll give some thank you for people who work with you. Who are these people?
Oh my God, well, I definitely want to thank the people who like recorded this, Gerhard and Colin, and honestly, the person I want to thank the most is my mom, because she just supports me in everything I do, and I feel like without her, I wouldn't even be here in LA, and like, yeah, my mom.
Yeah, Anna. She will be here soon, and your sister will be in Tokyo, you all will be traveling,
Yay.
And life will be just beautiful. You mentioned that you like to work with a lot of people. Maybe one day you will sing with my daughter, Natasha Mira.
I'd
and
love to.
Because she has a great producer, we have good producers, and I will play maybe 30 seconds of one of her songs also.
Yeah.
Because young people, that's the future, and that's what we'll do. And obviously, Dr. Anya is a perfect coach for everybody to learn, teach them how to be more successful. Then that's what we are thankful for. And for right now, Natasha Mira, the way we are, yes.
But I've lost all my control. In the shadows, the fear that rests in my veins takes over my mind and I go insane. I've tried, but somehow I can't let go. You say you love me, but then you leave me, and in the end you take it all away. How can you love me if you could leave me, and in the end there's no. Still can't let go. In the shadows of fear that run through your veins, takes over your mind and drives you insane. You try, but somehow still lost control. Yeah, you said you loved me, but then you left me, and in the end you took it all away. How could you love me if you could leave me? If in the end there's no.
Oh boy, young,
wow.
Very talented
Amazing.
People. Oh, Tia Wagner, we heard your great song title?
Pink Paradise.
Natasha Mira and Kid Genius, they love me the way I am. It's just a beautiful song also. And we have still with us Dr. Anya. Hi, Dr. Anya. And thank you so much for today. and for the great, great advice for 2018. We'll be continuing for next 5 months, and who knows, maybe forever, because I have so many ideas for all of us.
Yeah, me too. I love it. And the titles, weren't they great for our topic today? I mean, don't worry, baby. It's all good, baby. And then Pink Paradise and Leave Me or Love Me the Way I Am. I mean, come on.
Empowering.
Beautiful.
The mantras.
And thank you. I don't
listen
want to
the songs, and you'll be on your way.
That's cool. I don't want to put down on with the title of my song, Easy Come, Easy Go, because that's my motto in life.
That's
but
good too.
I will do for 20 seconds and for right now. Thank you so much. Until and next Monday and February with Dr. Anya again. Bye bye.
Bye.
Hi. Thanks.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game we play.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.